back to Dog Pound Report. Joining us is Cleveland Browns senior writer Andrew Gribble. The Gribble.
The Gribs.
Again, the Gribs.
What's going on?
You are OTAs. I mean, you're a busy man right now.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like yesterday we were looking ahead to the draft, and now all of a sudden we're looking forward to training camp. But it's getting really busy right now with OTAs. We're having a blast covering it.
All right, we got plenty of information to get from you. Let's get down to it, though. Let's talk about Donte Whitner. He made a huge contribution since coming to Cleveland last year, and the Pro Bowler is very proud of the Cleveland Browns secondary. How proud? Take a listen.
Last year, you know, we felt really confident going into the season. You know, started off really well. You know, kind of lost our momentum down the stretch. You know, but right now I feel like we're a lot more detailed within our work, especially in the secondary. You know, and just on defense as a group. So you know, they say that the group that's supposed to take the biggest jump is the secondary in the year from year one to year two, and we really see that. When you're gonna look at the stats, I would say that we were number one and number two in every category in National Football League that really, you know, distinguishes if you're a top secondary. So I'm not going to say top five or six. I'm going to say in the top three. You know, and that's based on, you know, men lie, women lie, stats don't. You know, so go look at the stats, rank us with the best or whoever so-called supposed to be the best and see what we ranked against those guys. But you can go and look at those stats, and we're up there one or two in every category. So I don't know what you have to do to be considered the best, but if the stats tell the truth, then I say we're up there.
I got to write this down. Men lie, women lie. Stats don't lie, do they?
You know, I just think the confidence in this defense is it can't be quantified by stats. I just think that they look at what they did last year with a very struggling run defense, and they kept this defense afloat from start to finish because they were so good against the pass. They lose Buster Screen, but they basically cancel that out by bringing in Tremont Williams. And then they also have Justin Gilbert, Kawan Williams. They just have reason to think they're getting better and better, lots of stability in the system. That's why if you have to look at position groups on this team, easily the most confidence can be found in that defensive backfield.
Absolutely. Three of the four starters go to the Pro Bowl last year. The one who doesn't is replaced by Tremont Williams, who had a decorated career in Green Bay. You've got Justin Gilbert. You've got K1. You've got Pierre Desir. You draft Ibrahim Campbell. You draft Gaines. You got Ifo waiting to come in another year. This is a very, very deep secondary. They're absolutely top three. You got the Legion of Boom in Seattle. I think you've got the Cleveland Browns. And then the Jets go out there and they spend all their money. They bring back Revis. They bring back Cromartie. They get Buster Screen. We'll see how they mesh together. We'll see where Crow's at this point in his career. But the Cleveland Browns are one of the top secondaries in the NFL. They were number one in quarterback rating allowed last year, number one in passes defense. They played excellent football, and they are absolutely elite.
All right, just don't talk about the run to the guys up front. That's all. So if you got the great secondary in the back, at some point, you've got the confidence back there. That's got to translate up front, especially when you go out and draft a guy that can plug some holes.
Yeah, and I think the thing is the secondary believes that it's going to get that much better, and they're not going to be on an island as much this year. So, you know, they're part of that run defense, too. I think it goes position by position. Everyone can be better against the run. The cornerbacks can be better against the run. The safeties can be better against the run. That mentality is permeating just all over the defense, and it's going to carry over, and I think it can make the pass defense even better, too.
All right, what positions are up for grabs?
On the defensive side of the ball? Well, I was just going to say that talking to the coaches, they feel they're going to stop the run. That gives them the right to rush the passer, and these cornerbacks now and this secondary can play some of the graduate-level stuff where they can trap quarterbacks into interceptions. The Justin Gilbert touchdown, that was a trap coverage that they got against Andrew Luck. They knew a tendency he had, and they're going to be able to do more of that this year. But you talk about battles. The D-line is so deep. It's going to be fun to see who emerges there. Tremont Williams and Justin Gilbert for the number two cornerback spot. Obviously, Tremont in the lead, but Gilbert has impressed the coaches so far. And I think inside linebacker. Right now, you've drafted Hayes Pollard, who has looked very good. Darius Eubanks is back there. Tank Carter is going to have a little bit of a battle with those guys to try to make this roster. It's just deep on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you talked about the defensive line. The thing I noticed at OTAs is that they would leave out the first-team linebackers, first-team defensive backs, and then it was just pure rotation along that defensive line, working in everyone, seeing where they felt most comfortable. So I almost look at that defensive line, especially without Danny Shelton at OTAs. It's just kind of wide open right now, and they're just seeing where these guys fit best, where they're most comfortable, and then you get a better sense and maybe use your time more efficiently when training camp comes around.
All right, talk about Danny Shelton for a second because he's not there. What does that mean? Look, the guy's in school. You want to let him finish school. You got to let him finish school. But what is he missing?
Yeah, you know, I think Mike Pettine said this is time that really can't be replaced. They would obviously love to have him here, but they're really not upset because he's got a pretty good reason why he is not here right now. But I think they're so confident in Danny Shelton that he's a smart guy. He's got the playbook where they're in constant communication with him that Mike Pettine said by the time he gets back to training camp, this is going to be an afterthought. It's going to be a storyline that we just talk about in June because we talk about everything in June. So I think clearly they would love him here. He would love to be here, but he's got business to take care of.
Take on a double team, plug the middle, big fella. It's easy.
That's the playbook you're going to give him.
Yes.
All right, stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Dog Pound Report right after this.
Stay right there to catch up with linebacker Paul Kruger. Plus, find out how you can win 4 tickets to come rally with the Dog Pound.